Sheriff Bob Gwalt here, and I'm here with Barry Burton, Pinellas County Administrator. We wanted to get with you as soon as we could today to bring to you some new developments on the safer at home orders here in Pinellas County and what's changed over the last few days. And so on Friday evening, Governor DeSantis issued a new executive order. And under that new executive order, it says that across all Florida counties that we are in full phase one. So if we look at the task force report from the governor's task force on reopening Florida, and we look at all of the phase one openings, it definitely has changed the landscape. And the order took effect today, so we want to talk to you a little bit about that and where we are. It's actually very simple compared to what we've talked about in the past, because under the phase one openings, in essence, is that everything can open except for places that sell alcohol where more than 50% of the gross proceeds is from the sale of alcohol. So that means bars. That means your typical bars, lounges, etc. Everything else can open, and that includes massage locations, that includes tattoo parlors, that includes bowling alleys, that includes everything can open, and under certain conditions and with certain restrictions. First and foremost, is that nothing has changed and everything is still in effect regarding social distancing. So that means no more than groups of 10, and it means that people need to stay 6 feet apart. But other than that, the restrictions are, depends for the most part, is that it's limited to 50% occupancy. There's one category that has to do with sporting events, and that is at 25% occupancy. So if you take a look at the guidance that we put out, that has been put out on social media, it's been put out on websites, we've distributed it to the media, you'll see all this laid out in there. The other thing to keep in mind, though, is that the requirements under the order of the Pinellas County Board of County Commissioners are still in effect. And that means that beaches, pools are regulated. They're at 50% capacity for the pools. And we have the distancing requirements and the capacity limits on all of the beaches, especially as we come up on Memorial Day weekend, and the playgrounds in Pinellas County are still closed. So there's been some discussion and some developments today about the short-term rentals. I'll turn it over to the county administrator, and then we'll take your questions.
Well, Sheriff, I think it's a good summary is that this really was a game changer, because we've had bits and pieces of this order being rolled out over the last several weeks. It's made it very inconsistent and hard for businesses to understand what can be open and what can't be open. Well, this makes it very clear that it's open and it requires the 50%. And again, the dance, you know, studios and all the different things where there were a lot of questions. You can open 50% capacity for indoor type events and the social distancing requirements. One of the other pieces of the governor's order on Friday was a requirement that short-term vacation rentals could open, but it had to have a plan submitted by the county and approved by the state. We submitted our plan this afternoon, and this is the county's short-term rental policy. This plan basically says you must follow all of the guidelines that the state put out regarding cleaning, regarding physical distancing, hygiene, and various regulations that they have in place. These are the things that I'm sure you or anybody else running a rental business or hotel would do regardless. But the guidelines are pretty clear. We've submitted this to the state. We are seeking approval. I was verbally told this afternoon from the secretary that they will approve it, but I'm awaiting final word. I'm trying to get that out timely because I know vacation rental, people want to start booking reservations for the weekend. So I know this has been a very difficult time for them. So we've tried to move on this quickly. So again, we'll get back and put that.
Barry, just to go back for 1 second. So within this week, you think we'll have direction on short-term vacation rentals?
I'm hoping tomorrow morning. I mean, I talked about the need for owners to be able to begin booking that process. And so certainly time is of the essence. So I talked to them personally about making sure they get that to us soon.
Sheriff, the beaches have been a hot topic the last couple weekends. How was this past weekend, and what are we looking at rolling into Memorial Day weekend?
Well, so this past weekend was crowded. We have the areas that are popular, or we could call the hot spots. Fred Howard Park was busy, Dunedin Causeway very busy, Honeymoon Island had to close down. It's 4,500 people. Clearwater Beach, of course, was very busy. Passagrill Beach and some of those other South County beaches in Treasure Island, Sunset Beach and some of those areas. We saw a lot of people and we're very thankful for it. And we thank you all for doing it, of using the dashboard that we have to look at beach openings and the areas that are too populated when we do have to close them down because of density in the parking lots. We had over 50,000 people that used the dashboard over the weekend. Last weekend, we had 166,000 hits on the dashboard. And we really expect this weekend is going to be very busy, although you wouldn't know it by the weather out there today. But Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday are predicted to be very nice. The weather is going to be great. So I'm sure it's going to be busy. So my suggestion, recommendation to you is to get to the beach early. If you don't get there early, you run the risk that the beaches are going to be full. What we're really trying to do is redirect people to the open area. But when we reach a point, especially in certain areas where there is no open beach, then you're going to get turned away because, remember, it is not business as usual. The order from the county commission is the beaches are limitedly open, and there is a density capacity, and when people can't appropriately distance, when they can't stay 6 feet apart and you can't have the groups of less than 10, then we are having to close down those beaches because the order can't be complied with. So I really think that this weekend is going to be busy. It's always busy on Memorial Day, but this is going to be exceptionally busy because a lot of people still haven't been able to get to the beach or haven't had their fill of going to the beach. So again, we will be out there. We'll have about 300 law enforcement officers throughout the county from the north part in Tarpon Springs all the way down to Fort DeSoto. But our purpose in being there is to make sure that you have a good time, that you do it in a healthy way, and that we comply with the order. So this is going to be a information, education, guiding effort and the reason why we're out there. But I would expect that there are going to be closures. So if people don't get there early, don't be disappointed because we're telling you that it's going to reach capacity in certain areas.
And just on that same note, any indication of what hotel bookings look like for the weekend? Is it going to be more of a typical Memorial Day weekend in Pinellas?
Well, I know that the county's tracking that, and maybe the administrator can talk about that a little bit. We're definitely seeing an uptick, and of course, we get that information, and they're sharing it with us. I know that Clearwater's also looking at the bookings on Clearwater Beach. But there's definitely been an uptick, but the last word is there's still room. So I don't know, Barry, if you've got any more information.
Well, there is an uptick in hotel bookings. The interesting piece is there's a slight uptick in the number of flights coming in and the passengers going through security, you know, at like Tampa International. So, you know, a lot of it is day trippers or people that are coming over for the weekend and driving around from around Florida. That's certainly not all of it, but that is a big piece of it. But yes, there's definitely an uptick in the hotel bookings.
I can tell you from talking to people out there this weekend, I was out there Saturday and Sunday, a lot of people from Orlando and a lot of people taking that drive over. As we know from the website, that a lot of the hits are coming from Eastern Hillsborough County. So there are a lot of people that are driving into the area for the day.
You talked about bars a little bit, and if you could just repeat that. So bars are still not allowed to be open. There seems to be a little bit of confusion also as when it comes to bar seating within a restaurant. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. So if a business is a bar, they sell alcohol. It's kind of like a dance club. They're not a restaurant. They're really not selling food. It is your typical bar, maybe even some sort of a pub. But the way that it's defined is that bar is a place where more than 50% of their sales, more than 50% of their gross proceeds is from the sale of alcohol. So if a place is selling alcohol, but they're also selling some sort of snacks, potato chips, then if it more than 50% is alcohol, then it's not a food place. It's not a restaurant. It is a bar. And every one of those places has to remain closed under the governor's order. So within locations, though, and it can be anything. It can be from a Chili's to a TGI Fridays to any other place. There are places that have bars, and if they are selling alcohol at that bar, then that also cannot be open. So it's two different things, two different parts of the order. One is a place that is totally a bar, more than 50% proceeds from the sale of alcohol. They can't sell anything at all. Okay, is that they're under their license, they can't sell any liquor at all. If a place is a restaurant and is licensed under Chapter 500 or 509, then they can operate and you can have on-premises consumption. But at the bar area within the restaurant, is nobody can be seated at that. So it does get complicated. There's a lot of nuances with it. But if you have a place within a restaurant and it is a countertop, you'll see this in various places. You can see them at Panera Bread, at Einstein Bagel, in those places where you see these countertops. Well, if that happens to be in a place that's a restaurant that's also selling liquor, people can be seated at that. So the only prohibition is for people sitting at a bar area within a restaurant where alcohol is being served. I know it's a lot, I know it's confusing, but that's the framework under which we have to operate.
So Sheriff, at the beginning you sort of said, if you're not this, then you're good to go. But just some clarification on a couple hot items. Dance classes, art classes.
Sure, no problem. Again, the only thing that can't operate is a place that sells alcohol where more than 50% of their sales are from alcohol. Everything else is good to go.
So there's some confusion also as far as sporting events. 25% capacity sporting events are allowed to go on in the state of Florida. Is that true? Is that not true?
That's what is in the phase one guidance and recommendations from the task force that the governor has adopted, because he says that all Florida counties are at full phase one. So as it relates to sporting venues, it does say that they can operate and it's at 25% capacity. There's also another provision that has to do with large venues, and some of those large venues, they can be at 50%. So if it's a sporting venue, I would say certainly Raymond James Stadium would fall within that category, Amalie Arena would fall into that category. According to the order, they'd be at 25%. But you could take another large venue location, and that would be at 50. So, and that probably has to do with dance halls and those kinds of places.
And it defines it as professional sports.
Correct.
So the phase one guidance the county put out today included movie theaters. The governor on Friday said that movie theaters are not okay, but drive-in theaters are fine. Is there a discrepancy there? Is someone misunderstanding the guidance?
Well, we're reading the order, and the order says we're in a full phase one. Nothing within the order restricted movie theaters. Didn't restrict bowling alleys either. But that was what we heard the governor say in his press conference. So it didn't come out in the order. And all we can do is interpret the order and apply the order. The order was real clear that under a phase one, movie theaters, bowling alleys, those types of venues are allowed to operate using the 50% capacity and the social distancing requirements.
So just to be clear, is that Executive Order 20-123, and I'm quoting from it, it says all Florida counties into full phase one. So that's what the order says. It was signed by the governor on Friday. It took effect today, bringing all Florida counties into full phase one. When you look at full phase one under the task force report, is that it specifically says that movie theaters are permitted to operate. So all we can go by is what the words say on paper, and that is all Florida counties in full phase one. And it specifically says movie theaters are part of full phase one. So as long as that's what it says, we're trying to be fair, we're trying to be consistent, we're trying to look at the literal wording and to implement this in the way that it seems that it's intended. So we're doing the best we can, as we always have during the last couple of months with this, and looking at the words that are on the paper and trying to apply it.
And this is the governor's step-by-step plan for reopening, and on pages 19 through 22 it discusses in great detail phase one and what is included within that.
And just a sort of a rhetorical question, movie theaters may be allowed to open according to the order, but certainly the businesses can choose to stay closed at this time. So
anybody can choose to stay closed if they so choose.
Okay. And some have, some restaurants have it open, but again, go back to this, and just so we're clear as we're talking about it, is that if that movie theater opens, people need to be 6 feet apart and no more than groups of 10. So they are limited in capacity to 50%. So it's in that section of the order. So you can't pack a theater just like you can't pack the beach. it's not open business as usual, and everybody just go about how they were acting 3 or 4 months ago. There are some pretty significant limits on it, and people need to stay separated, and the density within each theater is limited.
So a lot of people are enjoying getting back into the gyms right now. Mm-hmm. What restrictions remain for gyms that are in operation?
Same thing as what we just talked about. It's a 50% the social distancing. There are specific sanitizing requirements regarding gyms. So that would same apply to dance halls, different types of classes that have been suspended, and different things like that, Pilates studios or whatever. So any of that, there's specific guidance regarding how they should clean equipment after every use, just being responsible, but they can operate under using the social distancing and the 50%.
So back to the beaches. Sure, if you mentioned the beach capacity dashboard that folks are really enjoying having on the weekends, is that something that is going to continue beyond this upcoming weekend, or what's the plan for that?
Well, the value of it to everybody, of course, is the up-to-date, timely, robust information. But in order to get that up-to-date, timely, robust information, it requires a tremendous number of people out there that are at all the beach access points, that are at the parking lots, and can convey the information so we can update it. The model we're using right now is not sustainable. We're doing it to comply with the County Commission's order and to make sure that as we do reopen, that we don't see a resurgence as we're looking at the numbers. So I can see that we'd be using the dashboard periodically through the summer, perhaps again at 4th of July and Labor Day, and maybe some times of significant events. But to do it all the time, it's not feasible because of the amount of people that it takes to provide the information to get that information out. But we'll look at it. Maybe there are some areas that we can use it for, maybe some of the heavier impacted areas where people are going. And I know it's valuable, and I'm glad. And I'm glad we're able to provide that as a service. But we'll look at it and see if there's anything that we can do. But I can't see it being an everyday, all-day thing because we just don't have the resources to provide that up-to-date information all the time.
Municipal, county, state parks. What is their status in all this? Where are they at on it?
County's parks never closed. So the county's parks have been open. We still have the playgrounds closed, but you know, and we don't allow the large venues, so under the picnic shelters and things like that. But the parks have closed. In terms of the state park, well, we know the Honeymoon Island opened with some restrictions. I don't know about others. And municipal parks, there's a variety. So some of the municipalities, we kind of did a survey. Most of them are open, but some have chosen to remain closed.
All right. And finally, any changes to churches? I know there was really no actual restriction on them, but is there any further guidance for churches in the latest?
Okay. No, nothing at all. The only requirement regarding churches is what has always been here, and that is, again, no more than groups of 10, and people stay 6 feet apart, but there's never been any restrictions on churches, so yeah, I would say it's status quo is the way it has been for the last couple months. So we really appreciate everyone joining us here this evening, and I think this is good information for everybody, and we've been waiting for this day to be able to bring this to you so that we can return to whatever the new norm is as businesses reopen and people get back out into the community. But please remember to do it in a healthy way, in a safe way. Stay 6 feet apart, no more than groups of 10, and get out there, enjoy the weather this weekend. Remember the beaches are going to be busy. Help us help you. Take a look at the dashboard and make sure you get to the places that there are openings, and we look forward to seeing everyone out there.